Energy is of increasing concern to Arizonans.
We actually are looking at all the renewables.
Solar is our biggest resource.
It will create hundreds of thousands of jobs.
This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. And all this week, we're looking at renewable energy in Arizona. Though the sun shines on the state for hundreds of days a year, most of Arizona's energy needs are still met by gas, coal, and nuclear power. But as KJZZ's Tony Ganser reports, that may not always be the case.
When you think of Arizona and renewable energy, images of solar panels probably come to mind. But in reality, solar is just part of the state's growing renewable future. This is a landfill gas station operated by Tucson Electric Power, or TEP. The site engineer John Pletz explains how the station works with the help of organisms.
Microorganisms, bacteria, just like your compost pile out back. Basically, I have a huge vacuum system underground at the landfill.
The vacuum sends the landfill gas to a filter, which removes moisture and sends pure methane to an electric power plant a few miles away. TEP then burns the gas to heat water and make steam, turning turbines and powering homes. It's a small project, but it's also an example of the wide range of renewable energy technologies available.
Well, I think Arizona utilities have done a good job of exploring what possibilities are out there.
Joe Sulkowski is with TEP. The utility serves about 400,000 customers in southern Arizona.
It's difficult to develop these new sources of generation in the current environment that we find ourselves in. It's difficult to ask creditors to look forward 20 years.
Sulkowski says the current economic difficulties have caused banks to tighten credit, making it harder for Arizona's utilities to invest in big renewable energy projects. But credit crunch or no, the state's utilities must develop more renewable energy. Arizona's utility regulator, the Corporation Commission, requires each utility to have 15% of its power generated from renewable sources by 2025. Arizona was the first state to make such a requirement, though many states have followed suit since then.
We are in an environment in which energy is of increasing concern to Arizonans.
Chris Mays is a corporation commissioner and a strong supporter of renewable technologies.
We are improving the diversity of our energy portfolio by increasing the mix of renewable energy, including solar, but we're not there yet by any means.
Mays sees Arizona's 15% requirement as a catalyst for utilities to build larger-scaled renewable energy projects. She says before the requirement, utilities balked at the idea of paying more for energy not produced with gas or coal.
Right now, the fact of the matter is solar's a little bit more expensive than traditional fired electricity. But there's going to come a point where that's not the case.
May says without strict renewable energy policies, utilities wouldn't invest in projects like Solana, a massive concentrating solar energy plant planned to provide power to Arizona Public Service, or APS, by 2012. Pat Dinkle is the Director of Resource Acquisition and Renewable Energy for APS.
The smaller projects tend to be more of a signal of a less mature marketplace. But the real sign of the market really coming into its own and maturing is the larger, more knowledgeable, more efficient players putting projects on the table. And we're starting to see that.
Dinkle says Arizona is in a good place in terms of energy. He says the state's utilities are more flexible in possible energy sources than other states or countries because of the research and planning Arizona is doing while anticipating continued growth. But Dinkle also admits the Solana project probably wouldn't have been okayed without a government tax credit to help it along.
What the investment tax credit has done is allowed us to get into renewables certainly years before the overall market dynamics, market economics might have enabled us to do that or created that opportunity.
Dinkle says solar technology is still expensive, though costs have fallen dramatically over the last years. An APS customer's daytime power rate may be 13.7 cents per kilowatt hour in winter months, but if that customer wanted pure solar power, they would pay more than double at 30.3 cents. And that disparity may be the biggest roadblock for solar power.
Our electricity rates are low. I think that's what's really stopping us from being a leader.
Lori Singleton is the manager for Sustainability Initiatives and Emerging Technologies for Salt River Project, or SRP.
The sun doesn't shine at night. The wind doesn't blow all the time. There's not a silver bullet, I don't think, as it relates to renewable energy or energy in general.
Officials at most of Arizona's utilities say they are comfortable with how the state is developing its renewable energy infrastructure, but Corporation Commissioner Chris Mays says progress is still slow going, though there's anticipation for things to come. For KJZZ, I'm Tony Ganser.
You can find this and all the parts of our series at kjzz.org.